Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, my name is Adrian, calling from a recorded line in regards to your interest in the Roundup lawsuit. Do you have someone you're transferring?
Was
Are you transferring someone?
No, I'm asking the person in time.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. I just see a number here. I didn't see a name. And again, my name is Adrian, calling from a recorded line. May I have the name that I'm speaking with?
John Thompson.
You said John Thompson.
Yes.
John Thompson. And John is JOHN.
Yes, that's correct.
And Thompson is THOMPSON.
OMPSON. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And are you calling in regards to the Roundup lawsuit?
Am.
And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Mr. Thompson. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm, correct?
Correct.
And was it yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Is myself.
Yourself. I'm very sorry to hear that, Mr. Thompson.
Thank
And
you.
you're filing this under yourself. And do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
Subtype?
Yeah, the subtype. It's
Oh,
okay if you don't remember the name
yeah,
of
I
it.
don't.
Okay, no worries. As long as you know that it's, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, then that's all we need. So,
Was
and then
it
have
the
you
B
had
cell?
it was B cell that you were diagnosed with?
It's a non-Hodgkin B cell lymphoma, the type.
Lymph. Yes. Do you was it diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
The paperwork that I have from medical, it says B cell lymphoma, the type of lymphoma.
Okay. And I see we have diffuse large B cell, we have B lymphoblastic leukemia, B ly
Oh, wow.
lymphoblastic lymphoma. It's okay if you don't remember. We could just put
Yeah, I don't.
unknown. Okay. No worries. And have you had more than one non-Hodgkin lymphoma diagnosis?
No, I've had
And you.
just the one from.
Okay, no worries. And you said you were filing this on the behalf of yourself, correct?
Correct.
And what was the year that you were diagnosed?
It was in 2020 of June 17th.
2020. Thank you for
I
that
was
information. And
my test was two times.
sorry, you're cutting off. What was that?
My test, the date when I took my test for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma was on June 10th of 2020.
Oh, June 10th. Okay. So
And
you.
I was diagnosed on the 17th.
Okay. So you. So when did you receive a diagnosis? Was it the 10th or the 17th?
17th.
17th. Okay, that's when you were diagnosed. So I have June 17th, 2020. And where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home, work, or both?
At home.
At home. Okay. And do you have the address of where you sprayed it? Do you remember that home address?
Oh, I am don't have I don't recall the address off the top of my head right now.
Okay, no worries. Let me go ahead and try to see if I could skip this question here. All right, I could just go ahead and skip this question. Since you don't remember, exactly the home address right now, that's okay.
Yeah.
And did any colleagues, neighbors, or others in your home or in your home spray Roundup by any chance?
Well, I know I've had cousins who've helped me do my yard work and stuff like that, and they've sprayed it before, but for the most part, it's just been myself.
I see. So you were the only one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. No one else as of right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
As of right now, yeah.
Okay. I mean, what I would advise is for them to, get checked up. It doesn't hurt to get, checked up by your doctor just in case,
Yeah.
I wouldn't want
I'll
anything.
run that.
Yes, sir. And let's see. And what was your age at the time of diagnosis?
Let's see, 40, I think 2043.
You were 43? Okay. And do you have a birth certificate?
I do, but I mean, I've had to find dig it up in my paperwork, but I do have one somewhere.
Okay, no worries. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
For about 7 years or so, something like that.
7. Okay, we'll go ahead and put 7 years. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yes.
And then the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
And I'm gonna go ahead and read off a list of these illnesses and just go ahead and let me know if you have any of these. So I have HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, family history of cancer, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or organ transplant. Do you have any of those?
No.
No?
No.
No worries. Thank you for that confirmation. And then and then, can I get your first and last name, please? You said it was John
Yes.
Thompson, correct?
John Thompson, yes.
And the way I spelled it was correct.
J.
JOHN.
THOMPSON.
Perfect. Thank you for that confirmation. And do you have a middle name by any chance?
I do. It's Benny, BENNY.
BENNY. So I have John, JOHN, Benny, BENNY, last name Thompson, THOMPSON.
Yes, if it matters, I actually have two middle names. It's John Benny Jude.
John, Benny, Jude.
Yes.
And it's JUDE.
Yes, I mean it's not that spelling on my ID, but on my Social Security card, it's John Benny Jude.
Okay, John, Benny, Jude. And then, so I have John, Benny, Jude. Is there like a anything in between? Is there a space? Is it all
Yeah, there's
together?
space between.
Okay,
No, it's
so I have
space.
Benny, BENNY, space, Jude, JUDE. Last name Thompson, correct?
Yes, and then there's also a JR at the end, Junior.
You're a junior? That's your suffix?
Yes.
Okay. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a male.
And are you married?
No.
And so, what is your marital status?
Single.
Single. And then your date of birth for me, please.
9/27/1977.
I have 9/27/1977. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then what is your social security number, please?
559-496966.
I have 559-496966. Is that correct?
Correct.
And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or your cancer? Sorry.
I heard it on the internet, seen it on the internet.
The internet, like an ad?
Yes, I can add.
Internet ad. Perfect. Thank you. And when did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup? Or, this is going to provide a date,
After
so.
seeing the ad I seen, and I got curious, and that's when I went to have myself checked. So it was
And what.
around the time of around just a little before June of 2020.
Okay, so what date would you like me to go ahead and put here? An estimate is fine, or an exact date, whatever you remember.
I'd say about May of 2020.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put May of 2020. So, we're putting May 1st of 2020 for
Okay.
this question here. And then what is your height and weight?
I am 5'9", and probably about 155, maybe 160 pounds.
Okay, so I want to go ahead and put 5'9" at 100, approximately 155 pounds. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then when you first became aware, we put May 1st of 2020. And then if you'd like, so you could remember when the law firm, the attorney does give you a call within the next 48 hours, he's gonna want to like confirm these answers with you. So if you'd like, you could always go ahead and put it, on a piece of paper. Just so that, this process goes smoothly and as quick as possible. Or if you remember, these dates in your head, then that's totally fine too. But they're just gonna want to
Okay.
confirm the answers with you. Once they receive the intake in the next 48 hours, they should be giving you a call. And what's your primary contact email?
It's Jude, JUDE, B John 27, all lowercase, at gmail.com.
I have Jude B. John, that's JUDEB as in boy, John, JOHN 27 at gmail.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And our primary phone number, would it be 909-644-3624?
Correct.
And is this phone number mobile or is this a house phone number?
It's a mobile phone.
Mobile. And then what is the best time of day for the attorney to reach you at? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon.
And then how many times per month slash year did you use Roundup?
I used it for about 7 years.
Use it for about 7 years. And how many times, like a month would you say you used it? How many
At
times?
least twice, twice a month, easily, because I do my yard every 2 weeks.
Okay, so twice a month for 7 years. That sounds like you use it about 160 time. I'm sorry, I'm doing the math. So 7 years, two times a month, right? And then I did that times the amount of months there are in a year. So it sounds like you use it about 168 times a year. Does that sound correct?
That sounds about right.
So I'm gonna go ahead and put 168 times a year that you use Roundup. And if you want to go ahead and write that down so you don't forget, 168 Or the attorney could go ahead and do the
I
math
understand.
for you. If you just tell them the exact, years
I'm
and
not.
yeah, like the exact same things you just described to me. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis? This is a yes or no question here.
Yes.
And when did you start spraying Roundup? What was the approximately the date of when you started using it?
I believe it was June of 2013.
So I'm going ahead and put June 1st of 2013, and approximately when did you stop spraying it?
When I was diagnosed with it,
And when, what was that date again? Sorry.
June 17th of 2020.
So I have when you started spraying Roundup, we put June 1st of 2013, and approximately when you start, what, sorry, when you stopped spraying Roundup, we put June 17th of 2020. Does that sound about right?
That sounds all right.
Does that sound correct? Sorry.
Yes, correct.
Thank you. And use, and when was it applied? Seasonal, yearly, monthly, unknown.
Monthly, twice a month.
And how was it applied? Was it applied with a hand sprayer, backpack?
Yeah, hand sprayer.
And you stopped, and you said you stopped using it. Oh, sorry.
Once I found out
Why?
it would.
Sorry, no, I got that date. It was June 17th of 2020. When did you, or why did you stop? Why did you stop using Roundup?
Oh, once I found out the effects that it has and what it could cause, I didn't want to harm any of my other family, so I just discontinued using it.
I see. Thank you for that answer. And then, did you use any protective gear at all when applying Roundup?
No.
Where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? Was it residential?
Residential, my yard were weeds and stuff like that.
And how big of an area would you say the area was?
I'd say maybe almost a full acre.
1 acre. So residential, 1 acre. And in what state did you use the product in?
California.
California. And what was your exposure? Was it agricultural, residential, occupational, slash commercial?
Residential.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup?
Personal use when using it myself.
And how were you exposed? Was it directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Sorry, these questions sound repetitive, but it's just the questions that are in the intake form that I have to ask. I'm sorry about that. And did you
Okay.
personally spray Roundup? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Every time I sprayed it twice a month.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime?
Oh, well, for 7 years, 168 times a year.
Yeah, so 108, 168, would you say approximate?
Times a per year.
So let's see
So
here.
times that by seven.
Yeah, so that's what I did. So it was 168. So we did, you did it twice a month, right? That's 24 times in a year. 24 times 7 is 168. So how many
Okay.
exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? Would 168
Eight.
sound
Yeah.
okay? Perfect. Thank
All
you
right.
for that. And then, do you live near a water well?
Do I live near a water well? No.
And do you get your water from a well, or do you get it from city?
I get it from the city now.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you been exposed to benzene?
Benzene.
Benzenine?
I don't know.
No. And have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
Agent Orange, no.
What type of Roundup was used? Was it concentrate or premix?
I used both. I've used not just certain ones, just I use concentrate and sometimes the ones that are already pre-mixed.
Okay. So it's only letting me choose one or the other. Which one would you like me to go ahead and put?
I concentrate.
Concentrate. And then you could let the attorney know as well, that you did both. And then when and where was a Roundup purchased?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. And then do you have any proof of purchase, pictures, credit card receipts, or physical receipts?
I may have some receipts on my pro account, but as far as paper receipts, I probably misplaced them all during the process of moving and stuff.
Okay, so you may have,
On my pro account at Home Depot.
So what can I say for that? Like a paste, not a paste stub. Let's see where I could put, like a digital receipt. Would you say it is?
Possibly, yes. I think they might be, their app might allow me to pull up old receipts, but I don't know how far back it would go.
Okay. I'll put may. May be able to pull out digital receipt. May be able to get a digital receipt. And then, do you have receipts of the round of purchases? You said no. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't have it.
And then, do you have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
Yeah, that's one.
And how many number of years have you smoked?
I'd say, maybe 3 years, 4 years.
Would you want, what do you want me to go ahead and put here? Three or four? And then, are you currently employed?
No.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your conditions?
Yes.
And if yes, provide the dates that you were unable to work, like from what years to
Oh,
what.
I would have to get back on that because I would have to pull up paperwork if that's true and if I can remember them.
Okay. So would you like me to go ahead and put no here?
Yeah, go ahead and put no.
Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy before?
No.
And then, other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
I have been convicted of a crime. For possession of a firearm.
Thank you for that information. And then for medical diagnosing here. What is the diagnosing physician name?
Doctor, let me see, I have that right here. Just a second. Dr. Scott David Brooks.
I have Dr. Scott David Brooke, Scott Scott, David D sorry, DAVID, and then Brooke is BROOK.
Correct.
And then what is do you remember the diagnosing physician address?
Yes, I have it here. 1150 North Indian Canyon Drive, Palm Springs, California, 92262.
92262.
Nine, let's see again. 92262, yes.
Okay, so I have 1150 North Indian Canyon Drive, Palm Springs, California, 92262. And North Indian Canyon, that's N O R T H Indian I N D I A N Canyon C A N Y O N and then drive DR, correct? Hello, Mr. Thompson?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, I cut off. And then do you remember the diagnosing physician phone number?
Yes, it's 1-760-323-6511.
Thank you so much for that information. And then, so I have 1-760-323-6511.
Correct.
And how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Oh, drastically.
And how would you say so? Was it because taking time off?
No longer working.
Unemployed.
Not very unemployed, yes.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
I don't would get with my doctor. The doctor, they should have that.
Okay, but you could get it, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then we're almost done here. What was the hospital name? Do you remember the name?
Yes, just a second. Hospital name was Desert Regional Medical Center. Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just typing it out here.
Okay.
Desert Regional Medical Center. And that's on 1150 North Indian Canyon Drive, Desert Regional Medical Center. I have it here. And the phone number is 760-323-6511. Yep.
Correct.
Perfect. Desert. And then you said the doctor's name was Dr. Scott David Brooke, correct?
Correct.
Same as the diagnosing physician name. Yeah, I don't know why it has a lot of repetitive questions here. And then what was the date that you were treated at the hospital?
Just a second. You want that day I was tested or?
The date you were treated at the hospital.
Okay, let me see. I have paperwork here. The 20th of June, 2020.
And then, do you have the healthcare facility name? Or is that the same as the hospital name?
Same.
Is that the where
Same.
you? Oh, okay. And then for date treated for healthcare, it would be the same as the date treated at the hospital?
Correct.
And then. What was the oncology practice name? What oncology practice is treating your cancer?
That's from the Desert Medical Center.
That's it right there, Desert Medical Center. Or sorry, Desert Regional
Yes.
Medical Center.
Yes.
And what type of treatment did you receive for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? It says check all that apply. I'm going to go ahead and read off a list. Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, slash emo, sorry, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, no treatment, or other.
Chemo.
And again, I'm really sorry to hear that. And
chemo.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did they do? Okay, it was radiation therapy, a high radiation beams to kill my cancer cells.
Mm-hmm. No surgery.
No, just injections that I got a cycle for 6 months.
Okay. And so, okay. So I have here the chemotherapy and the radiation, no stem cell transplant or surgery, correct?
No.
Okay. And then can I get your primary full address, please?
Yes. It's 140 East Ann Street, the letter N, Colton, California, 92324.
In San Bernardino County, correct?
Correct.
And then we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. So this precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in this unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So who would you like to go ahead and put for your emergency contact?
Donna.
And do you live with... Do you live with Sana?
No.
And it's Sonna?
Yes.
And what's her last name?
Chaminivong.
And how do you spell that?
C-H-A-N-M-I. V-O-N-G.
Okay, so I have Sana, S-O-N-N-A, and then her last name is C-H-A-N-E-M-A-N-I-V-O-N-T. Is that correct?
G is the last letter.
G or C?
G as in gone.
Okay, so I have C-H-A-N-E-M-A-N-I-V-O-N-G.
Correct.
G as in go. And then what is her phone number?
909-220-1356.
I have 209-220-1356. Is that correct?
Correct.
909-220-1356. And then what is your relationship with Sona?
She is my girlfriend.
Girlfriend. And then I'm just rereading, going over the agreement here, making sure everything is perfect. And then I'm going to go ahead and send this to you via email and SMS text message. And then I'm going to go over the agreement with you through DocuSign. And if you need help, I'll be there along the way, step by step, on showing you how to do that. But let me go ahead and just double check on this agreement here before I send that over to you. Oh, sorry, I totally forgot this question here. And do we have permission to contact Miss Sona?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just finalizing everything here. And you guys are located in Palm Springs?
What's that?
You said you were located in Palm Springs. How's the weather over there in Palm Springs right now?
No, we're in Colton, California now.
Oh, okay, Colton. And where's that? Is that near Palm Springs or where is that near?
About an hour away.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're over here in
Yeah, but
Orange County. So
it's real
we're
windy out.
Yeah, it's super windy over here in Orange County as well. So again, I'm just going to go ahead and confirm everything here before I send this over to you. So I have John Benny Jude Thompson, that's JOHN Benny BENNY, Jude JUDE Thompson is THOMPSON.
Correct. Hello.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just double checking here on the agreement, just making sure everything is just perfectly spelled correctly before I send this over to you. Sorry if it's just a little quiet.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm just gonna go ahead and confirm again one more time. Sorry, I just want to make sure everything is perfect so we don't have to do it again. The street address is 140
East
East
End,
North. Sorry,
no,
go ahead.
East End Street,
Yes,
just
E.
East End, not East
Yeah.
End Street, the letter N,
Yes, I have that
not
and
North.
Colton, California, 92324. Email address is judebjohn27@gmail.com. And then your date of birth is September 27th
September.
of 77. The last four of your social is 6966. And then your telephone number is 909-644-3624. And
Correct.
that is everything. Perfect. Thank you so much for that confirmation.
On the address, I'm gonna make sure you got it clear. It's 140 East N. The letter N, not north. It's just the letter N.
Correct. Yes, I have the letter N.
Okay.
Yes. And I want to go ahead and send that over to you via email and SMS text message. So let me know when you receive it, and then I'll go ahead and help you step by step on how to do that DocuSign.
All right.
Alrighty, so go ahead and put me on speakerphone so it could go ahead and be easier for you to do the DocuSign through your phone. And again, you're gonna go ahead and
I'm going on
go ahead.
to the text, right?
Yes, you're gonna go ahead and receive a text message with a link in it. So please go ahead and click on that link and you'll be redirected to a new DocuSign webpage. So once that DocuSign webpage opens up, please click the yellow continue button at the bottom right of your screen. And you may also have to click a yes button to allow consent or check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records and signature, and then continue. Let me know once you're there.
I'm there.
Perfect. So at the top right of the page, you will see a yellow start button. So go ahead and click it. And it will redirect you to your first signature field. Just make sure the signatures is inside the margins, inside the box. And then once you do your signatures, it'll also have you do your initials. And then, so at the right top of the page, you'll see a yellow start button. And then that small yellow box, please click it and it'll prompt you to draw your signature with with your finger and hit adopt and sign. When you hit adopt and sign, it just means that it'll have your signature saved, so you won't have to draw your signature for every box. And then all you would have to do is just click on every single yellow box and it'll automatically put your signature in it. And then once you hit adopt and sign, go ahead and hit the yellow next button at the top right of the page, and it'll lead you through everywhere to tap so your signature goes on those fields. And then once you get to the initial fields, it'll have you draw your initials. So then all you'd have to do is just tap on all the initial fields to input your initials on all the required sections.
Okay, so you're all done.
Okay, great. Let me go ahead and just double check here on my side. Perfect. So I did end up receiving it. It is completed. So thank you so much for that, Mr. Thompson. And Let me go ahead and give you their direct line. So let me know when you have a paper and pen in hand so I can give you their direct line. But they should be, well, you should be receiving a call from them in the next 48 hours. But if they do not call you within the next 48 hours, go ahead and call them with the direct line I'm giving you now. But again, you should be receiving a call from one of their attorneys 2 days.
Okay.
Alrighty,
So
so
I
let
got a paper.
perfect. So their direct line is 909 906 3862. Again, the law firm's direct line is 909 906 3862. And again, Mr. Thompson, you should be receiving a call from them within the next 48 hours.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, do you have any questions for me, Mr. Thompson, before I let you go?
No, that covers it all.
No questions, concerns. Perfect. Well, I just want to go ahead and thank you so much for your time, and I just really hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, and you as well.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.